Country music, especially drinking songs, have a unique ability to make you laugh and cry all within the space of a couple of minutes. And singer-songwriter Dan Davidson has developed a successful reputation with audiences recording tracks that pour out his corkscrew humor. Really Shouldn't Drink Around You is the St. Albert Recording Artists' latest single, released on October 1. Similar to Conway Twitty's and Loretta Lynn's comical duet, You're the Reason Our Kids Are Ugly, Davidson's duet featuring Australia's Hayley Jensen is a breezy tune about a couple poking fun at each other. I met Hayley at a songwriting session, and I sang on her album. Bringing her in was the perfect fit. It was a good way to keep the momentum going, said Davidson, who was surprised and delighted his prior single, Roll With It, featuring the Roadhammers, reached number 11 on Australia's country charts. The multi-award-winning country artist usually records his own original material. Really Shouldn't Drink Around You is the first song cut he recorded pitched by a Nashville song publisher. Three of Nashville's heavy hitters co-wrote the song, Trevor Rosen, Shane McAnally, and Josh Osborne. It's about when a couple drinks too much, they say what they really want to say. It's a light, funny, drinking song. It's nothing too serious. In Australia right now it's spring and, the song, has the perfect summer vibe. And here in Canada, as it gets colder, it will put a smile on your face, he said. Davidson has developed a brand that goes against the current, one that pairs straight-ahead songs with crazy videos. He is releasing an online version of the Really Shouldn't Drink Around You video on October 13. Sometimes my rock and roll past with Tupelo Honey trickles in. I've found the songs that connect with people the most are my drunken songs. I definitely don't want to take things too seriously, but I want to be professional. Also on his plate, Davidson recorded an as-of-yet-untitled album due for release in December. It'll be a collection of my singles plus some new songs. And in November, he starts recording a new album due for release in the summer of 2022. You get to a point where your creativity and writing shift. You're writing a collection from one stream, but you feel you're morphing creatively and sinking into a new zone. That's where I'm at. As a producer recording other artists' material, such as W3 Appen's, Rock, Hayley Benedict, Country, and Stereo's, Pop, Davidson has absorbed different influences that permeate his writing. I look for a hole in the creative landscape and I want to fill the void. I want to come out with something that is new and fresh, but is really digestible. I've always worked to pull out all the stops. As a performing artist who has high hopes the pandemic presence will decrease, Davidson has booked concerts in France for 2022, where country music's popularity is surging. He has also landed an Australian booking agent and is planning a future tour for the land down under. In Australia, there is no language barrier. I can jump in and do what I do best. I've done it so much I feel like a well-oiled machine.